More at medtronic.com/globalheroes.
The BBC World Briefing was recorded at 11:06 this morning.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Owens Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trevett Mansion, across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owens Funeral Home, owned and operated by the Owens family since 1925, invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
You're listening to WILL AM 580. Now with your Illinois Public Media News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Chris. Good afternoon. Former Illinois Comptroller Don Clark Netsch has died at the age of 86. Netsch's former chief of staff, a longtime friend Wendy Cohen, says Netsch died early this morning. Netsch had said in January that she had been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, a fatal nerve disorder. Netsch spent 18 years serving in the state Senate and was the first woman to run on a major ticket for governor in Illinois. The Democrat was known for her directness during her more than six decades in Illinois politics. During her career, she served as an advisor to Illinois Governor Otto Kerner Jr., helped rewrite the Illinois Constitution in 1970, and was elected state comptroller in 1990. She ran for governor in 1994 and lost to Republican incumbent Governor Jim Edgar. In a 2010 interview, Netsch explained her fondness for the legislative process.
One of the things that I always loved and found challenging about the legislative side was that it did require you to bring people together more and to bring ideas together more and, negotiate. Times compromise. And in some ways, it almost compelled you to listen more to what people were saying.
Netsch's nephew says she remained an active behind-the-scenes political player right up until her death. Andy Kerr says last night Netsch was at home watching the TV news and surrounded by newspapers. She graduated first in her class from Northwestern Law in 1952, yet Kerr says Netsch could not get a job because she was a woman. He says that experience drove her to fight all types of discrimination, which became a hallmark of her career. Governor Pat Quinn says Don Clark Netsch blazed a trail for women in Illinois public office. Quinn says Netsch was a strong advocate for education and a pioneer for equal rights. An appeals court has upheld the 2004 conviction of a white supremacist for soliciting the murder of a federal judge in Chicago. Matthew Hale is serving a 40-year prison sentence for asking an undercover FBI informant to kill Judge Joan Humphrey Lefko. She had ruled against him in a trademark case. The U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals rejected a series of claims by the former East Peoria resident, including that his trial attorneys did a poor job representing him. The ruling released today by the three-judge panel was unanimous. Lefko's husband and mother were killed in her home a year after Hale's conviction, but the killer had no connection to Hale's case. Decatur and its biggest water user have reached a deal to ease strain on the local water supply if a drought like last year's returns. The Decatur City Council last night approved a deal with agricultural processor Archer Daniels Midland. The agreement lets the company sink a pair of large wells that could provide 7 million gallons of water a day. The Herald and Review in Decatur reports that the wells would be used during water use restrictions. ADM draws more than 14 million gallons of water out of Lake Decatur every day. Decatur is the Fortune 500 company's headquarters. Last summer, the city enacted drought restrictions that limited how much water local residents and businesses could use. ADM wasn't affected, but took its own steps to reduce consumption. An attorney says the Urbana School District will violate the Open Meetings Act if it proceeds with today's board meeting. Don Craven represents the Illinois Press Association. While the District 116 agenda was emailed to local media on Friday, he says it wasn't posted on the website for the public until 3:30 yesterday.
According to the terms of the statute, if they have an employee whose job it is to maintain the website, that's got to be posted on the website, just as it has to be posted at the place where they're going to hold the meeting.
Craven says by proceeding with the meeting, that opens the door to that any decisions board members could make could be declared void. He says any citizen could challenge decisions by asking the state attorney general for an advisory opinion. But Craven says any action to undo District 116 decisions would have to be done in court. An Urbana school district attorney hasn't returned a call seeking comment. Airlines have canceled nearly 1,100 flights at Chicago airports as a winter storm forecast to bring up to 10 inches of snow swept into northern Illinois today. Chicago's Department of Aviation says more than 850 flights were canceled at O'Hare International Airport. Airlines have canceled more than 230 of them at Midway Airport. No significant delays were reported at either airport. Meanwhile, libraries, food pantries, and churches have closed across northern Illinois. Government meetings were canceled as well today. Grays Lake Deputy Village Clerk Jennifer Wells says the village board meeting scheduled for tonight is canceled, and Lake Villa Mayor Frank Leforetto says a forum on Lake Michigan water has been rescheduled for next week. Libraries in Bourbonnais, DeKalb, and Genoa are closed, and the DeKalb Salvation Army food pantry is closed as well today. The ongoing contract talks between the University of Illinois and the union representing food and building service workers on the Urbana campus may be winding down. The Service Employees International Union wants better wages as part of a new contract. SEIU organizer Ricky Baldwin says the union submitted a new offer yesterday for a four-year deal that includes a lower wage proposal. Under that plan, he says hourly would go up by 65 cents the first year, 55 the second and third years, and 45 cents more during the fourth year.
This would still be actually losing money for our folks, but it would somewhat keep up with the cost of living. And that's been our main objective.
If the U of I and union fail to reach an agreement, Baldwin says workers could go on strike as early as Monday. Meanwhile, he says there are other unresolved issues, including retaliatory discipline against workers and the university allegedly contracting out service employees' work. The university says it's not prepared yet to comment on the union's latest offer. The Illinois State Board of Education has introduced a new way for kindergarten teachers to determine if students are ready for grade school. Chris Slaby has more.
Kindergarten teachers across the state are using a new method to monitor their students throughout the school day. They're paying special attention to how well the students learn and how they interact with each other. More than 60 school districts volunteer to take part in a trial run of the project this school year. Mary Fergus is a spokeswoman for the State Board of Education. She says the survey will determine if kids need more academic help before they move on to first grade. Fergus also says it will help teachers improve their methods.
I think it'll give teachers a different frame of thinking about their day-to-day classroom activities and what they're observing in a new way.
The board says it hopes to implement this process statewide by the 2015-2016 school year. I'm Chris Slaby.
Groups with specialty auto license plates would face new sales and financial reporting requirements under a proposal endorsed by an Indiana Senate committee. The Senate's Transportation Committee voted today to advance the bill to the full Senate. The bill would create an 8-member bipartisan panel to review requests from nonprofit groups and universities for specialty plates. All groups with plates would have to sell 500 a year and undergo a financial review once a decade. That bill sets a limit of 150 specialty plates, while the state now has about 100 specialty plates. In sports and college basketball, Illinois and Iowa meet for the only time this season tonight in Iowa City. The Illini have won 6 of their last 7 games. A Hawkeyes victory would pull them even in the Big Ten standings and give them the tiebreaker for the upcoming conference tournament. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls will play in the first-ever game in Brazil. The league announced today that the Bulls will face the Washington Wizards in a preseason game in Rio de Janeiro coming up on October 12th. In hockey, the Chicago Blackhawks are on home ice tonight against a team that beat them in a shootout in January. Minnesota Wild defeated the Blackhawks 3-2 in St. Paul January 30th. Chicago still hasn't lost a game in regulation time. They're 19-0-3 overall. St. Louis Blues face off against the defending Stanley Cup champions tonight on the West Coast. The L.A. Kings are on the second of back-to-back games. They defeated Nashville 5-1 last night. The Blues lost to Dallas 4-1 on Sunday. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.
Support comes from the Prairie Research Institute, home of the state scientific surveys at the University of Illinois, presenting the Naturally Illinois Expo this Friday and Saturday. 50 exhibits on Illinois archaeology, earthquakes, fossil insects, weather, biofuels, and more. Details at prairie.illinois.edu.
You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Coming up, part 3 of our series on the sequestration, and we're going to speak with NPR's business editor and ask her the question, is Illinois being singled out for cuts? That's coming up. But first, let's take a look at weather this hour. Ford County and other counties in northern Illinois are under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until midnight for the rest of our 9-county will severe weather coverage area. That includes Champaign, Vermilion, Macon, DeWitt, Piatt, Moultrie, Douglas, and Coles County. Those places, again, are all under a winter weather advisory until midnight tonight. In Champaign-Urbana, rest of today, rain or snow late for the rest of the afternoon. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is expected with a high of 35. And tonight, snow in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight with accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, total accumulation of 2 to 6 for a low of 24. Tomorrow it's mostly cloudy with a high of 31, and the snow will begin to clear up by tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 23. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Christopher Thorpe, Gibson City; A-Plus Farms Limited, Pine Village; and Provena Covenant Medical Center, Urbana. These business partners join the Friends of WILL.